This is Fresh Fire, a God's Favorite House devotional by Olufemi Monet.
Sunday, January 14th, God's word for you today is for ministry. Our scripture reading is taken from James chapter 1, verse 22, and James chapter 2, verse 17. And they say, do not merely listen to the word and so deceive yourself. Do what it says. Faith by itself, if it is not accompanied by action, is dead. Spiritual maturity is not an end in itself. Maturity is not a tool to bully or chip on the shoulder. Maturity is not a tool to bully or a chip on the shoulder. Have you heard people claim to be spiritually mature Christians, but sadly they are not very useful to the body of Christ? Maturity is for ministry. Your maturity is useless to heaven if it is not deployed in ministry. 1 Corinthians chapter 12 verse 4 to 5 and 27 says, now God gives us many kinds of special abilities. There are different kinds of service to God. All of you together are the one body of Christ, and each one of you is a separate and necessary part of it. Everyone reading this today is a separate and necessary part of the body. People sometimes look down on themselves because they think they do not contribute much and nobody knows them. They think their gifts are not significant. Some even say, if the church is the body, then I'm the tiny toenail on the little toe. My response is, try cutting off your toenail or hit it against something and feel the pain. Then you will discover that it is small, but it is indispensable. You may be small, but you are indispensable. Guess what? If you and I do not use our gifts, we're actually robbing, cheating the body. It is clear from the scriptures that we all have to contribute. The question is, what exactly is your contribution? Think about it. We cannot hide behind COVID-19 anymore. People have begun to wear and hide behind masks spiritually. A physical mask is necessary to protect us, but spiritual masks are unnecessary. We have to be useful to God. Just do something. My challenge to you today is to introspect and ask yourself, what can I do with my life for the Lord in 2024? How much of what you're doing today is going to count in 10 years? Think about it. How old are you now? At the turn of the decade in 2030, how old will you be? It is easy to hide behind minutes and seconds. God is challenging you to look at the big picture. In 10, 30, or 50 years, how significant will what you're doing now be? Let's stretch it a little bit. In 100 years, how significant will it be? I say this without any apology, that perhaps the most significant thing you can do with your life is to be a member of a church and contribute to that church. And it does not have to be God's Favorite House. The things that last for 100 years and for eternity are the things we do for God. You become a Christian by committing your life to Christ, but you live as a Christian by committing your life to other Christians. That is how it works. Let us pray. Father, I ask for the grace to play the long game and to approach everything in light of eternity, to walk a significant walk in Jesus' mighty name. Amen.
We trust that you have been blessed by this resource. We invite you to worship with us. Kindly visit our website, www.gfhlive.tv, for more information about our locations and services. God bless you.